Another 5-minute mystery.
Inspector Harris speaking. Yes? What? Gregory Thorndike murdered. What's the address? Yes? Yes, I'll be right over.
Inspector Harris is here, gentlemen.
Oh, yes, Oliver. Show him in.
This way, sir.
How do you do, Inspector Harris? Won't you come in? I'm James Thorndike, and this is my cousin, Robert Latimer.
How do you do?
Hello.
Mr. Thorndike. The coroner tells me your father died of stabbing.
That's right, Inspector. He'd been stabbed right through the heart.
Who discovered the body?
I did, sir.
Yes, Oliver?
It was around 8 this morning. I was taking up Mr. Thorndike's breakfast, as I do every morning, and found poor Mr. Thorndike with that knife sticking in him.
I see. Who is the last one to see him alive?
Well, I guess I am. I brought up Uncle's milk last night before I went to bed.
What time was that?
About 9:15.
And the coroner informs me he was killed about 11. Where were you three last night at about 11?
At 11? Why, I was at the movies.
Did anyone see you there?
No, not that I know of.
Mr. Latimer?
I'd gone to bed early last night, around 9. I slept right through the entire night until Oliver woke me this morning.
Well, Oliver, where were you at 11?
I was taking a walk. I felt a little groggy and wanted to get some fresh air.
I suppose no one saw you.
I'm afraid not, Inspector.
Well, this is swell. I've got three suspects and all have flimsy alibis. One of you is lying and I intend to... What's that?
Oh, that must be my alarm clock. I set it last night before I went to bed. Pardon me, I'll be right back.
What time is it, Mr. Thorndike?
Time? It's 10, exactly 10 o'clock.
Thank you.
I'm sorry, Inspector. I must have forgotten to turn off the alarm this morning when Oliver woke me.
Yes, Latimer. And that forgetfulness is going to land you in the chair.
What do you mean?
I mean that I'm arresting you for the murder of Gregory Thorndike.
How does the inspector know that Robert Latimer is the murderer? In a moment, we'll give you the solution, but first... Inspector.
Mr. Latimer, you said that you went to bed at 9 last night and that you slept right through the entire night.
But it's the truth.
I am afraid you're wrong, Latimer. The alarm clock just proved that. If you had gone to bed at 9 last night and set your alarm clock for 10, as you told me, it wouldn't have gone off at 10 this morning, but at 10 o'clock last night. Yes, Latimer. You murdered your uncle. And we'll soon get the story out of you at headquarters.